I told a homily once already about how I had a teacher in high school who called me old man in reference to a Monty Python skit. But in addition to that, I am an old soul. I often feel like I was born in the wrong century. I collect fountain pens. I love them. If it's old, like if you gave me a fountain pen, a good book, a fireplace, and maybe a little bit of brandy, and just let me sit by the fire in the dark with no electricity forever, I would be perfectly content. I don't, you know, the late 1800s, that's my time. I don't need any of this modern stuff. And sometimes we can feel that way, like we were born at the wrong time, or, you know, oh, I wish it was the future when this was happening, or weren't things so good in the past. But St. Paul, in his letter to Titus today, has a very subtle line that I think is so important for us to remember. He invites us to live, to reject godless ways, worldly desires, live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age. Where we're at. That's where we encounter Christ. It can be so easy to look towards the future when things will be better, we hope, or will be different. Or to look back towards the past and say, weren't things so good then? If only it was like that now, it would be so much easier for me. We didn't have to deal with pandemics, or we didn't have to deal with that. That was easy to be just and temperate and devout. But no, Christ is calling you to live those things here and now. The past is gone. The future is not yet here. The present is all we human mortals have. And it is there that we meet God. How often do we allow ourselves to live in nostalgia, whether of good things or bad? That's the devil, trying to distract us from meeting the Lord here and now more often than not. How often do we spend times daydreaming about what will be, neglecting what is right in front of us? No, we meet Christ here and now. Wishing away the present moment is wishing away our encounter with Christ. And it doesn't have to be in huge things. Our gospel reading today is a single verse that we can say means so little. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. That's it. They named the baby, like they were supposed to, at the proper time. In that simple moment of naming the child, great things happen. What are the simple things that are going about in our day that we would think of as a footnote? Not even worth mentioning. But if we really took the time to invest in where we are here and now, we would see that little thing was God. That's where Jesus wanted to encounter me today. That thing that I would have flown by and ignored as unimportant. Being attentive in the present moment, in the present age, in the present circumstances, is where we grow in holiness. It's where we encounter what God desires for us now, is the only thing we have. May we be present to the Lord at all times by being present to the now. May we live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, not wishing it away or wishing we were somewhere else, but thanking God that we have the opportunity to encounter Him here.